calls for My Own Kitchen Countertops. They have the best prices and the best quality from their family to yours. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, 2706 North Madison in Champaign, or online at lutherfalls.com.
Science, it's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.com.
You're listening to Cardinals Baseball on ESPN Radio 93.5 WSJK Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. Quality since 1955. Visit them at KramerSiding.com.
Brett Kavanaugh's accuser is on deadline. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Republicans want to know by tomorrow if she'll talk to them.
Saying you either testify on Monday or not be heard, I think is fairly outrageous.
That's Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She supports Christine Blasey Ford's call for an investigation first into allegations the Supreme Court nominee groped and assaulted her at a party when they were teenagers 36 years ago. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, a lawyer for Ford says Republicans are rushing to a hearing and acting in bad faith. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says he's trying to accommodate Ford.
Coming before our committee, either in an open session or a closed session or a public or a private interviews.
There's also an offer on the table for staffers to fly to California to meet with Dr. Ford. Some Republicans on the panel say if she doesn't show up, it's time to move on and vote. Dave.
Rachel, President Trump, who had said he'd be okay with a government shutdown in a fight over border wall funding, just tweeted he wants to know where the money for the wall is and border security and a spending bill before Congress. He calls ridiculous. It would fund the government through December 7th, and it passed the Senate 93-7. It's awaiting a House vote. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in's back home after a trip across the border to see Kim Jong-un.
Telling reporters his North Korean counterpart wants a second summit with President Trump as soon as possible. Also that Kim has a private message about nukes for the president, which Moon will hand off next week in New York at a UN meeting.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. At the Korean leader's meeting, Kim said he'd let inspectors in to see the dismantling of a missile test site. A police chase turned deadly in Pennsylvania. The driver they were after, Bruce Rogel, crashed into a house, killing him. Hours after Rogel shot at his wife but missed, then went to a retirement home.
He shot and killed both of his parents.
That's Chester County DA Tom Hogan. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
Dr. Bob Arnott for Salon Pass.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. Salon Pass gives me relief.
Hey, guess what? Right now at VisionWorks, all prescription eyewear, every frame, every brand, is 50% off. Yep, a nifty 50%, thanks to our Friends and Family event. What's even better, it applies to both glasses and sunglasses. That's right. At the VisionWorks Friends and Family event, you can save 50% on all prescription eyewear. Why? Because we like you. A lot. VisionWorks, we're here to help you. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Parts of the Carolinas remain flooded. More than 7,000 people still in shelters a week after Hurricane Florence started to rain down.
To all those impacted by this terrible storm, our entire American family is with you and ready to help, and you will recover.
President Trump saw some of the devastation, talked to victims, handing out food going to both North and South Carolina. Tonight, he'll hold a campaign rally in Las Vegas. Now, Democrats hope for a blue wave in November, putting them back in control of Congress. But one New York Republican who's facing criminal charges isn't giving up his House seat without a fight.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins had said he's staying on the ballot a few days ago, and on Wednesday he got on Twitter to say he's going to actively campaign to get elected to a third term. Collins says the stakes are too high to let a Democrat take control of a seat. But Collins has been charged with insider trading by the feds. The Democrat opposing Collins in the November race, Nate McMurray, put out a statement saying it looks like the criminal is returning to the scene of the crime. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A rock and roll legend from the Allman Brothers Band rocked by a brain injury.
Lord, I was born rambling man. Dickie Betts, the singer and songwriter of Ramblin' Man, is hospitalized in critical but stable condition after a freak accident. A statement on his social media says the 74-year-old Betts fell while playing with a family dog at their Sarasota, Florida home Monday, busting his head and causing bleeding in the brain. Surgery is planned for tomorrow to relieve swelling. Betts was just recovering from a mild stroke this summer and eager to get back on stage. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise at the opening bell. Dow futures up more than 100 points the day after a more than 100-point gain. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana officials on Wednesday ordered the Garden Hotel to be closed after it was discovered that a fire alarm system was not communicating with the monitoring panel. The News Gazette says more than 20 employees will be losing their jobs. The hotel owner says he is committed to replacing the whole fire alarm system, which could take 3 to 5 weeks and cost up to $90,000. A sign that more people are expected to order holiday gifts online this year. UPS has announced it plans to up its seasonal hiring by 5% this season. UPS says it'll hire about 100,000 temporary employees for the upcoming holiday season. UPS hired about 95,000 temporary workers last year. UPS is the biggest package delivery service. Its smaller rival, FedEx, is hiring 10% more employees for the holiday season. FedEx is bringing in about 55,000 workers for the season. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's a place you'll host your first barbecue. See your child take his or her first steps, bake cookies, and laugh long into the night. It's your first or your next house. But it's more than that. It's a special place with special people. Hi, I'm Justin Gintz with Illinois National Bank. Before you buy, let's talk about that place where your family will grow for years and how the 217 mortgage team with Illinois National Bank can make your dreams a reality.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather. Brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations are at Village at the Crossing in Champaign. That's Windsor and Duncan. Also Cunningham at Kerr in Urbana. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Another hot one, but this is the end of it. But a record set last year at this time of 95.
This will be the hottest we have until next summer. This is it.
Well, don't put it that way.
This is it, my friends.
Okay, well, enjoy the high 94.
Next week's 60, so.
Exactly. Yeah. We do have a slight chance for precipitation. Tonight's low at 72. 82 the high tomorrow. A 20% chance of showers. 53 our low in the evening. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Looks gorgeous with a high 75, low 50. 79 the high with sunshine on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 72 with fair conditions. ESPN 93.5.
You hear who's doing halftime Super Bowl?
Maybe Maroon 5.
That's what I'm hearing. Maroon 5 gets tapped, and there's been some criticism about it.
I know it.
Oh, boy. Somebody said it'd be like eating at the Olive Garden in Italy. So are there a lot of bands like Maroon 5 comparable?
Well,
I mean, I'd have gone more like a Zac Brown or something.
Okay, do something country style.
I think Zac Brown's really good.
I do too.
I mean, I don't know who's if you've already done Paul McCartney and Prince and the Rolling Stones,
right.
I mean, how about McCartney and Ringo and Julian Lennon and, I don't know, do a Beatles thing or something. Anyway, Maroon 5 gets tapped for this year's next year's Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And not impressing the world,
that's
I guess.
That's right.
I guess we're down to that.
I'm just kind of a milquetoast fan.
Well, what superstar hasn't done it?
Right.
I mean, what superstar has not done the Super Bowl? I don't know. I mean, there might be somebody out there. I think they got it. Did Bruce Springsteen do it?
Yes, I think so. And Justin Timberlake was last year.
So I don't know what you have left.
I mean, they're looking for kind of that splash factor.
Yeah.
I mean, Lady Gaga.
Well, they'll be good. They did Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know what's left to do the halftime. So they're down to Maroon 5.
Wonder if Cher's done it. I heard she's out again.
She's like 80, isn't she?
She's 70-something.
Well, she's probably...
But still, I just love seeing her at the Assembly Hall back in the day.
Sonny and Cher in 1964, she was 18.
Is that right?
So that would make her 73 or 4. Can Cher do a halftime? I mean, maybe. Anyway, good morning. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. It's 10 after 7. Glad you're listening. You can always text in. 359-2255. We talked a lot about Brett Kavanaugh yesterday. Now there's a deadline for the accuser to say, I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there Monday, but they got to let everybody know by 10 a.m. tomorrow. It does not look like she'll do it. And the Senate, the leaders in the Senate the Republicans have decided they're going to go ahead and vote next week. Anyway, you're always welcome to comment on that. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in a moment. Baseball picture, Cubbies lose, Cardinals lose. I stayed up and watched Puig hit another home run to beat the Colorado Rockies, which is good for the Cardinals, as the Cardinals scramble to get into the second wild card spot in the National League. Milwaukee wins, so Milwaukee 3 ahead of the Cardinals as the top wild card winner. Cubbies still 3.5 in front of Milwaukee, or is it 2.5? No, it's 2.5 now in front of Milwaukee, I do believe. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Cardinals 9 games left. Colorado has 10 games left. So we'll track the baseball races for you, and thankfully we've got two teams on our radios, Cubs and Cardinals, and both still in it. Okay, the secretary of the Kansas GOP, Alana Rately, how are you?
I'm good, Stevie. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to have you back. Trying to think
who
I know two people in Kansas, too.
Okay.
Bill Self. Oh, yeah? Bill Self and Bruce Weber.
Yes.
Former Illinois basketball coaches here.
Four people, right?
All right, Alana, talk to me. Donald Trump says we'll have to make a decision on Kavanaugh's future. This is the whole Brett Kavanaugh issue. I talked extensively about it yesterday. We got a million texts. I suggest this is unprovable. I'd love to hear her take. I'd want to have her... And again, initially it was, okay, you've got to give her an audience. Okay, we will. Then the bar got raised. Now we have to have another background check. There have been 6 from the FBI. what's your take?
Yes. So I think that the nomination will certainly go through. This is obviously a ploy at the 11th hour for delay in order to wait out and see who's going to be control of Congress after the midterms. And she's given an opportunity to tell her story, and now she wants an FBI investigation that, you know, they've done thoroughly 6 other times, that I don't think that's going to come back with anything. And honestly, it's more of a local issue for them than it is an FBI investigation. So I do believe that she's given ample opportunity to tell her story. If she doesn't want to do that by Monday, I really think they should proceed with the nomination.
Why wouldn't she come to Washington? You can do it privately. They said they'll come to you. Why not tell your story?
Because she wants a delay. I mean, I think that's pretty evident. I think they're overplaying their hand.
Do you think she's in on it, or was she promised things and it fell through and all this has fallen apart on her? Do you think that the Democrats have used her?
Oh, gosh, they would never do that. sorry. So I think, you know, she may have been used, but, you know, I think this is just a political ploy. And I hope that, you know, somebody wouldn't do that and wouldn't misuse a person, especially somebody who might have gone through something like this, which is tragic, and absolutely she should have the opportunity to tell her story. But if she's unwilling to do that, I mean, it's really unfair to everyone else involved to not proceed with the hearing.
Right. Okay. Again, she's given this opportunity. Deadline 10 a.m. tomorrow. It does not appear that she'll do it. I've heard people on the other side say, why not? Do another background check. It took 3 days, whatever. The problem is there will be no clearing of Brett Kavanaugh's name. There is no clearing his name here. There's nothing except taint on a guy that I don't know what he did, but certainly this is one of those where it's going to follow him. And if he wasn't at the party, how unfair is that?
Right. And I think it just adds to, you know, what people look at as a circus. I mean, people look at politics and they want to run the other way, you know, for your average person. I mean, this really just taints more problems on the political process. And I think the fact that they're able to do this at the last minute and possibly are using a person who may or may have not been in a horrible situation, I think that's a travesty. And I think, you know, it points to an all-time low for politics on both sides. The fact that, you know, that we have to be tainted like this. Somebody who, like Brett Kavanaugh, who is one of the highest, I mean, from what I can see, his morality is higher than, you know, it's like next to Christ. It's incredible. They cannot find a single blemish on his record. And I think that is really sad that it has come to that. And now people are going to associate this with that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd put him that high because he's human. But, you know, he seems to have a pretty...
I know. I mean, I am exaggerating. Yeah, and right. I am absolutely exaggerating. But
listen, the point is, if you're going to do this, then if Cory Booker runs for president and somebody from high school comes out, then by their standard, you have to stop proceedings, do an investigation, and ruin Cory Booker's life, right? I mean, come on. This is...
You really think that would happen to Cory Booker, though?
No.
I don't.
No, well, they wouldn't cover it. Look at Keith Ellison in Minnesota. He's one of the top guys in the Democratic Party nationally, and there's two credible reports that he domestic violenced his girlfriend several times, and nobody even covered it. It's just not.
And she has doctors. She has doctors.
So hypocritical. It is so double standard. It's just ridiculous. I think he'll get through, but I think they'll always say, "Well, look what he did." There'll be some. It's just not.
And
fair.
Look at Clarence Thomas. I know. It's so sad.
Alana, nice meeting you. Thank you. How do people get hold of your Twitter or whatever you have out there?
Well, I am on Twitter, and you can certainly follow up with that. And then, of course, the Kansas GOP website, there's more information on me and the party there.
Well, you've had to spell your first and last name all your life. I'm sorry. Alana. Roethle. We got you, Alana Rately.
Yes.
Thank you for your time. Nice
Thank
chatting.
So
we
much,
appreciate
Steve.
You bet. Take care of yourself. 716 ESPN 93.5. What do you think? 359-2255, our text, if you want to join in this morning. We would love to hear from you at 716. Here you go. Sports headlines.
There's all around the area. The White Sox lost, the Cubs lost, and the Cardinals lost. 7-3 was the final with the Braves on top. On ESPN 93.5, we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday in Atlanta, the Cardinals saw the Braves score on a Freddie Freeman homer in the fourth inning, then pick up three runs in the fifth, a run in the seventh, a Tyler Flowers home run off Brett Cecil in the eighth inning, and the Braves won one out of three games, beating the Cardinals 7-3.
Wasn't the best start for Jack Flaherty. In fact, this is the third time all season long, his rookie season, where he wasn't able to go five innings. Cardinals made it interesting in the ninth inning, couldn't come back and win, but they did win two out of three in Atlanta.
A day off today. Tomorrow night, the Cardinals open a series against the Giants. It's Madison Bumgarner against John Gant.
Giants are always tough because you can face a guy like Bumgarner, and if he's hot, watch out. It'll be a fun, fun series over the weekend.
On the upcoming homestand, three against the Giants, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Milwaukee Brewers will be in St. Louis. Airtime tomorrow night for the Cardinals and Giants, 6:20.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I'm here to tell you about Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. Where can you find Gemütlichkeit? You'll find it all around Wisconsin, at events like the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship in Wisconsin Rapids, or Fish Day in Port Washington, or German Fest in Milwaukee, or the Mile of Music in Appleton, or the Pig in the Pines in St. Germain, or, you know what, just go to TravelWisconsin.com for all the Gemütlichkeit you can handle.
Arizona over the Cubs 9-0 yesterday.
Yeah,
Cubs have a well-deserved day off.
They need one. But, you know, the Cubs have been doing fine. They just kind of went blank last night with the pitching, whatever happened. But Arizona's a pretty good baseball team. So
they got two and a half up. Yep. So
is it 2.5?
Yeah.
Dang, Milwaukee is just...
Milwaukee won against Cincinnati.
Best two records in the National League are the Cubbies in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Better than the Dodgers, better than Atlanta.
L.A. won over Colorado.
Yeah, L.A.'s won 7 of 8.
Right.
So they're helping us. They helped us with the Cardinal wild card bid. So
Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox after a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. That ended up 4-1. Congratulations to the Parkland College new athletic director, Brendan McHale.
Yep.
Jets and Browns in NFL action tonight.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. They're on John Street. I passed them the other day. Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 94, down to 72, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of precipitation. Similar forecast tomorrow, not as hot. High 82, low 52, 20% chance of precip. Saturday's high at 75, looking good. Sunshine in a high 79 on Sunday. Currently 72 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Feel free to text in. Love to hear from you. 359-2255, ESPN 93.5 at 720.
From the Fox Business Network, more people were dining at Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse in the summer quarter. Parent company Darden Restaurants is reporting better than expected earnings and sales. The media bidding war for majority ownership of European pay TV company Sky will be settled with an auction this weekend. Comcast and 21st Century Fox will bid, and British regulators will reveal on Saturday who wins the auction. 21st Century Fox is parent company of Fox News. Craftsman is being reinvented by its new owner, Stanley Black & Decker. The brand will be rolling out more than 1,200 new Craftsman products and a new logo. Craftsman will sell at Lowe's, Ace Hardware, Amazon, and other major retailers. And Sears, its former owner, also continues to sell Craftsman products. The Dow was up 158 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 6. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Award-winning chief medical correspondent and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pass, in the silver box with the blue wave.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs, too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign-Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30 p.m., and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana, have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
Jermaine Raymer is Program Director of PACE. Hi, Jermaine. How are you?
How's it going?
Nice to have you on. Tell people what PACE is.
PACE is a community-based nonprofit which supports people with disabilities trying to live independently, living independently in the community.
Now, you have a big event today. Is that right?
Yeah, so today we are launching our new program called Access Alley, which is a program where we offer people the chance to try and buy different pieces of technology for people with and without disabilities to live independently and complete daily tasks.
So cool. All the latest, I bet, huh?
So in the world of disability, but just kind of in general, as people know, technology is expanding every single day.
Yeah.
And Access Alley has some of the most cutting-edge tech for people with a wide range of disabilities.
Okay, where are you again today? What time?
So the grand opening is from 3 to 7 p.m. We are in the Sunnycrest Center.
Okay.
So 1717 South Philo, In Urbana, Suite 28, just under the doors, like right behind McDonald's.
Yeah. You're on that the back door that's facing north, correct?
No, this one is facing east. We're facing Philo.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha. All right, this is Pace today, 3 to 7. All the latest stuff for disabled, wonderful people. Jermaine Raymer, is there a phone number, website, anywhere else people can find stuff?
Yeah, so phone number is 217-344-5433 or accessalley.org. Come on out, 3 to 7 p.m., and it's technology for everybody, not just people with disabilities, but even technology for people without disabilities.
Cool. I mean, I love that new stuff. Hey, listen, Jermaine, good going. Way to go. Hope it goes well today for you, buddy.
No problem. Thank you, Stevie.
You bet. Jermaine Raymer, Program Director at PACE. I love how we are so welcoming. Such a great university campus for disabled.
Top notch.
It is one of the groundbreaking universities in the world for that. It's awesome.
And to let people kind of play before you buy and figure things out with different folks at Access Alley. 3 to 7 today, 1717 South Philo Road.
Houlihan's has patio play. It'd be okay tonight, wouldn't it?
I think so.
We got all the awnings up.
Yes.
Champagne Freight.
Okay.
You know them?
That's my friend Rich Geese.
Oh, is
he's
it?
The guy that
all
survived
right.
cancer and, you know, talks about it.
Oh, he's the guy that doesn't have any energy.
I don't know about
Just
that.
Just kidding, Rich. Champagne Freight at Houlihan's. It's patio play. Go get yourself a steak wedge salad. It's big. A lot of food. Mm-hmm. Go say, hey, I got to go see Sam.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I just coming back from Miss America and all of that, I just have not gotten over there, so I've got to go. I was there for the CU Church does their services Sunday.
Yes,
at the I Hotel.
Last Sunday.
They had 650 chairs at that 9:30 service, and there were 200 standing. I mean, there's over 1,000 going
great.
To two services. Anyway, I got to go see Sam. It's Champagne Freight tonight. It's Houlihan's right there at the I Hotel Conference Center and Houlihan's restaurant. They're going to be busy this weekend, Friday night, Saturday, because of the Penn State game and everything.
You're right.
But Champagne Freight patio play tonight. Go enjoy. They do these local groups and bands all year from May till September. We've got one more next week.
Okay.
Champagne Freight tonight. It's Houlihan's restaurant. Fantastic place. Love it. My favorite property.
After 6:30 this evening.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay, 7:26. Feel free to text in. I think they've got kind of a plan for the Brett Kavanaugh nomination. I think Chuck Grassley has handled it really well. I think the White House. Why do I sound surprised? I guess because I am. It's been very presidential this week. Went to North Carolina. I haven't seen any gaffes this week, things that I wouldn't have done. I mean, it'd be very good. He said, hey, we want to hear from the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I think we should.
Yeah, me too.
But if she
and they could make it a closed session on Monday.
Totally. But, you know, the Democrats are saying, well, how dare you rush her? Initially, let's go back. The request was she should be heard. Okay, you're right. Well, she should be heard after the FBI investigate. I mean, start lopping stuff on. And then the senator from Hawaii, May spilled the beans. She referenced Merrick Garland and how they waited a year for that.
Oh,
we should wait
goodness.
Two more years on
I
this appointment.
She, almost said a cuss word.
Well, she said men should just shut up.
Okay.
They said, men, you just need to shut up. Okay.
Thank you for that.
That's helpful. Very constructive.
All our politicians, distinguished citizens.
This is really going to be an interesting midterm because there is a Democratic Party and then there's a Progressive Party trying to be a Democratic Party. And the Progressives are yanking the Democrats that used to be centrist left. So you need to be all in on getting rid of ICE. And if it's the group that shouts you down and may attack you, the anti-fascist people that attacked you for speaking,
right,
which is absolutely 360 degrees away from anti-fascism.
Exactly.
It's actually fascism when you stop speech and beat people up. Anyway, so it's that left that is tugging on what used to be kind of a centrist, reasonable Democrat that I think is just too far, far left.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and in truth, whatever you think of Donald Trump, the president is a moderate. he's not a strong conservative. I mean, he's making the far right happy with the appointments to Supreme Court on his list of 23, very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But from the standpoint of most stuff, Donald Trump is a moderate leaning a tad right, which is where most of the country is actually. So feel free to text in. We've got more coming up. I've got one of my favorite guys, former Secret Service agent in charge, Robert Caltabiano. He's up next, ESPN 93.5. It is Thursday. This is the 20th. We got football tomorrow night, and I have tickets.
Excellent.
Would you like to go see the Fighting Illini tomorrow night? Weather looks good now.
Yes, it does.
Yahoo. I've got four nice seats if you would like to go.
359-2255.
All you have to do is text in.
IL is fine for Illini.
That's even easier.
Number 10, Penn State, is who we're playing tomorrow night at 8.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know what? Really excited to see Marching Illini. I've been out of town.
We got a great halftime show.
I haven't seen the Fighting Illini and the Marching Illini yet this year.
There we go.
So I'm excited for that as well, and just the football atmosphere. So text in. What's the number?
359-2255.
And what number do I have to be?
Number 27.
27. Text in. IL is fine. Four free tickets. Illinois Penn State tomorrow night at 8. 359-2255. 359-2255. I am wishing you the best of luck.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault accuser has been given a deadline, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, to inform senators if she'll testify about the allegation.
Senate Judiciary Committee spokesman Garrett Ventry says Republicans have offered her several choices.
A public hearing, a private hearing, to meet with staff. We've even offered to fly anywhere around the globe to meet with her.
A statement by a Ford attorney says Chairman Chuck Grassley's plan to call just two witnesses, Kavanaugh and Ford, is not a fair or good faith investigation.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Flooding from Hurricane Florence is expected to get worse in some places over the next couple of days. This woman staying in a shelter. The ceiling of her house caved in Newport.
I'm over here on the beach right now, checking every realty company, trying to find a house that is pet friendly, trying to figure out what I'm going to do next.
Fox News. We report. You decide.
When making financial decisions that impact you, your family, or your business, nothing more important than a partner who understands your unique goals. You want to retire, maybe spend more time traveling? You want to take your business to the next level? Whatever your dream, Busey's Wealth Management experts are committed to making you your money work hard for you. Busey Wealth Management offers expert advice and individualized solutions. They have 51 wealth management professionals that have advanced designations. Busey's Wealth Management investment team focused on navigating financial markets, determining optimal investments to meet your goals. Whatever your dream, Busey will develop a strategy to meet your needs. Why don't you contact a wealth management professional today? Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee. What do you have to lose? You'll get some peace of mind. You'll talk to some really good people. Busey, your dream, your promise, member FDIC. We will be right back. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We've given away some tickets. We'll do that momentarily. Let's check your local news. Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Parkland College Board of Trustees approved its fiscal year 2019 budget. They also hired a new athletic director on Wednesday. The board adopted the fiscal year 2019 budget, which includes a $333,000 operating surplus. Parkland officials also named Brendan McHale as the school's next director of athletics, overseeing its eight Cobra sports teams. Quick note that there is a lane change today on East Main Street in Urbana. Two-way traffic will be shifted to the eastbound lane until 5 p.m. tomorrow as crews fix a sewer main in the westbound lane between Lynn and Cottage Grove. The Illinois Department of Public Health has reported a second death from the West Nile virus. Patch.com says the state has not said where the second death occurred. The first person to die from West Nile in the state this year was a 65-year-old resident of LaSalle County. There have been 63 human cases so far this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
That would be the baseball
right?
Music. Yeah.
Cardinal tickets.
No, these are football tickets.
Chris is a Cardinal fan, though, I think.
Chris, are you a Cardinal fan?
I am.
Okay, well, Cardinals have a chance to make the playoffs, which would be darn good. So that's good news.
Yep.
Are you an anti-Cobb or just kind of a moderate on that?
No, I like the Cubs, too. Okay. I'm an exception.
Exactly.
You're a wonderful woman.
Well, your big brother, Boz Clark, is probably a Cubs fan, right?
Yeah, Cubs, White Sox.
Okay, very good.
How does that happen in the same family? I just don't get that. I don't understand any of that. Chris, you win football tickets.
Even my own kids.
What are your kids? Cubs?
Yay, all right.
But what are your kids? Your kids are what fans?
I have my oldest son is a Cub fan. My youngest is a Cardinal fan. They always go different directions.
And then Jamie is?
Cardinal.
Okay.
Wow. Chris, but you're all Illini fans. You're all Illinois
yes,
fans.
We're all Illini.
Okay. One big happy family.
That.
We got four tickets to the game tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, all free, Chris. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Chris Snodgrass, Tolono, Illinois.
Awesome.
Way to go. Hey, Doobie Brothers coming. If you want to win tickets to the Doobies beginning October 1st, I'll have some. They won four Grammys, sold 48 million albums. Other than that, nothing. Starting October 1st, that's Monday, we'll give you a chance to win free tickets. Valued at $59.50. If you really want to get your tickets, don't chance it. Just go to 1-866-ILINI1 or ESPNCU.com. We got a link. State Farm Center ought to be really, really, ought to be good. Probably too darn loud, but going to be great. Wednesday, October 10 is their show. It's State Farm Center. Doobie Brothers, man. Oh, come on. One of my favorites, Robert Caltabiano. How are you, my friend?
All right. Good morning, Stevie.
Anti-terrorism analyst. National security expert, more than 28 years providing strategic tactical leadership, a former Secret Service special agent in charge. What does the special agent in charge mean, Robert?
I don't know. You have to keep asking my wife because she asked me the same question.
You're a big shot, baby. You're a big shot. Okay. We're trying to, first of all, you followed the whole Brett Kavanaugh thing.
Yeah, and it's given me a headache, to be honest with you.
I think they've handled it well. Give her a chance to speak. She doesn't want to speak. You got to vote. Move on. I don't know what else to do. It's just one of those unprovable things that, and you allow her the chance, and she's apparently not going to take it, according to the latest. Okay, but what we're chatting about briefly here this morning is keeping armed militias out of cities. I didn't know there was that threat, Robert.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there really is. I think somebody alluded to supposedly the president, and here's one of the things, supposedly had a conversation with some evangelical leaders. Basically, I think getting out the vote that if you don't vote and the other party gets their way, there's going to be problems in the streets. And I agree, but then also I disagree. The fact is there's already been problems in the streets, and it has nothing to do with the upcoming election. This has been going on for quite some time, for years. And I think we're at the boiling point in many ways. And I think it's time that it's come to that boiling point.
How do we dial it down?
That's a difficult question, Steve, because here's a question I guess I would pose to everybody out there is, when was the last time that you saw a Hillary supporter wearing a Hillary shirt or something like that, or a Hillary hat, I'm with her, being assaulted? When was the last time that you saw somebody, in that way assaulting somebody with that type of hat? And what I found is you don't hear that.
But why? How did it get to the point to where a Make a Great Again red hat could get you assaulted? Where did we cross the line? What the heck happened?
I think that in many ways it's the 60s over again, except in the 60s they had some more causes. Here, you have a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands that really don't have a cause, but they want something that they can't earn on their own. And so by destroying things, in many ways, and I'm not a psychologist, no play one on television,
but by destroying that makes them feel better. And it's come to the point, and here's a case in point, Charlottesville. The number one thing that people don't talk about until this day, they blame the president for something that he didn't do, is that law enforcement was told to stand down. They didn't let them do their job, and then they get lambasted for it. And so what happens is that you have people now looking at these things, in my view, that say, hey, wait a minute. I have to protect my own life, my liberty, and my property. And you just can't always wait for the government to come and help you, because guess what? They may not.
Yeah. I don't know what the answer is, except that I should be able to wear a Donald Trump hat and shirt on my campus without anybody yelling at me. I mean, you know, we've disliked presidents. Both sides have disliked our president. But we don't attack people who support that president. This is a new one. This is a new chapter.
Absolutely. But then where is the outrage over that? You see certain news outlets, they'll have a five-second clip on something like that, and that's it. And you don't see the outrage over it. Was a case in point, a young man who had a Make America Great hat on, and an adult came by and pulled it off his head.
Yeah, no, it's a whole different climate, and it's unfortunate because this is what our basic constitutional, free speech, and we ought to respect each other and be tolerant of each other and hear each other. But folks like Antifa, who's ironically anti-fascist, which is they're conducting fascist activities when they shut you down and beat you up. It's just crazy. It is a crazy time, Robert. I'm sure you haven't seen anything quite like this.
Not in this way. You know, when I first started many years ago in government, we had the protests, and, they used to throw fake blood at you and lock themselves up with handcuffs to railings and things like that, but not the violence that you see now. And, for no reported reason. It's just for the mere fact is that, again, I say a lot of time on their hands and taking something away.
Yeah.
And, it's just, Stevie, it is very hurtful and, in my view, disgusting when you see somebody assaulting the flag the way that they have done. And whether it is burning the flag, stepping on the flag, or in many ways taking a knee in an inappropriate time, and then having individuals become myths because of that. And the fact is that, if you're taking a knee, and this gets off topic, but I'm passionate about this, have you earned the ability to do that in many ways? And what are you blaming the police for? And that's a very sad state. And this is where we're coming to. I hope that the young people realize this out there and have a cause, have a purpose that envelop something that you can build something and not destroy it.
Last thing, Governor Jerry Brown said something that made me very uncomfortable when, talking about the president, said, quote, something's going to have to happen to the guy. What does that mean?
I mean, that means to me is that my former colleagues in the Secret Service need to pay the governor a visit and ask him and point out what does he mean by that. He knows better than that, growing up in politics as he's done. And a man that has probably the worst run state in the country, in the union, shouldn't really be touting anything about the president and what he's doing. When you have the exodus of the state of California that is immense, people leaving there, going to other states because they cannot live that way, and the filth that's going on in the cities, this man needs to be quiet and just go and retire.
You know what, though, Robert? I mean, he's the governor of the biggest state. One of the biggest states, and he says something's going to happen to this guy. You know, I mean, mentally ill people hear that. It's just disgusting to say something that would suggest harm to the president, which is what it means to me.
And he's not the only one. You have Maxine Waters doing that. You know, the case in point is, God forbid, imagine if somebody, a political person said that against President Obama. And God forbid something happened. And these people are, this is one of the reasons why what we're talking about is that they spew this, the so-called leaders, which they're not leaders in my view, are spewing this, and you're absolutely right. There are mentally ill people out there that will take this into the next step.
Really bad. Okay, Robert, how do people find you, my friend?
You can find me on Only in America, our podcast, and then Deputize America. And Stevie, God bless you because you're doing God's work.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for being a patriot, sir. So I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Former Secret Service Special Agent in Charge, Robert Caltabiano, 744. How does the governor of California say that? Something's going to have to happen to this guy. He's the governor of California. You got mentally ill people hearing that saying, he wants me to shoot him. You can't do that. You can't say verbiage like that if you're a governor of California. He's mad about climate change and the Donald Trump's undermining me and something's going to have to happen to this guy. What does that mean? I would totally, if I'm Secret Service, I'm in California, I'm in Sacramento, we're talking.
Yeah.
You just threatened the president with your verbiage. And he'll deny it, nothing will happen, but I would pay him a visit. That is irresponsible. What do you think? 359-2255, Sports Headlines next, ESPN 93.5.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. About 15 years ago, Stacy Orico's song told us that there must be more in life. She sang, I've got it all, but I feel deprived. I go up and I come down. I'm emptier inside. There's got to be more to life than chasing down every temporary high to satisfy. Stacy was echoing many people's thoughts. We may have it all, yet we feel empty inside. The truth is, no matter where we are in life, no matter what our circumstances, there's more for us in life. It's unlimited. There's more to learn, more to give, more to love, and more to care. We determine how we are in this life, so let us decide to learn more, to love more, to care more, to be more. Don't ever let anyone take away your dream and your gratitude. You are the owner of your future. Come hang around with me at the iHotel on Tuesday, November 13th, as we host John Maxwell's Live to Lead. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and join many local companies who are sending their teams to this event. I hope to see you there.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to Roof Doctors. Yeah, Randy and Tammy really appreciate all the votes at Roof Doctors that they received to make a finalist position in the News Gazette's People's Choice Awards 2018. They're really appreciative, and they're really good. Roof Doctors is so good, so trustworthy, such good people. Randy and Tammy, Roof Doctors, we love them. Okay, we're going to check your sports. ESPN 93.5, some sports headlines now. Diane Ducey.
All right, we had Atlanta over the Cardinals 7-3, and Arizona beat the Cubs 9-0. Cleveland beat the Chicago White Sox 4-1, and they'll be on action later today. Cubs and Cardinals have the day off. Cubs are gearing up for a series against the White Sox, and they'll play in Chicago. I'm not sure where. And then, of course, San Francisco Giants is who the Cardinals will gear up to play tomorrow.
Cubs should beat the White Sox.
Yes, that's true.
And it's important. Now, Milwaukee goes to Pittsburgh, and pesky Pittsburgh has won 5 in a row, Ooh. So it might not be good for Milwaukee.
Okay, then.
Because Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 2 out of 3 last weekend in Milwaukee. So could be interesting. So the Cubs could really stretch their legs here. If Milwaukee loses, Cubs, you know, sweep the White Sox. White Sox have won 59 games. They probably ought to win at least 2 out of 3, if not a 3.
There you go.
And then you've got the – I hope the Cardinals go to Chicago next weekend with the Cubs playing, you know, the farm team, saving it up for the playoffs. But there'll be some responsibility for Joe Maddon to try and beat the Cardinals because Cardinals will be against Colorado and all these other things.
So
anyway, it'd just be nice not to have – at all on the line. The Cubs have to play hard and all that stuff.
Right.
They'll save their best pitchers and all of that stuff for the setup for the playoffs, but we'll see. Cardinals are just second in the wild card race, but based on how we felt at the All-Star break, for the Cardinals to be a postseason team, and it could happen. 9 games left. They're a game and a half up on Colorado. So we're tracking those Rockies. They got to play at Arizona.
Speaking of the
weekend.
MLB, 12 stick scouts in for that EIU Illinois game yesterday.
Yeah, we drove by, almost went in. It was looked like a good crowd for the
14
exhibition.
14 innings, 13-12 was the final.
Who
with
won?
The Illini on top.
Oh, whew.
So, but people are watching that Michael Massey, his second baseman, such a good hitter.
12 scouts.
I know.
Cool.
NFL action tonight, Jets and Browns on Sunday. The Packers have Washington. The Colts have the Eagles. Your Saints will face Atlanta.
Yeah.
The Bears will face Arizona.
Yep.
And, of course, our Illini in action tomorrow night, a Friday night game at 8. Should be electric in the, you know, tailgating lots. And to just have that Friday night game, that Big Ten. Season opener against number 10 Penn State.
I want to ask Troy about that dehumidifier hook up to your furnace. I think that would be so cool to have in the winter. It's so dry around here. Apparently, really is a game changer. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, a Honda President's Award winning dealership. Why? Because they're good at everything. You have to be or you don't get these awards. Think about all the Honda dealerships there are in the country to be a top 10%. You're doing it right. Ben Quattrone has a great team. And they're great in sales. They're really great in service. They're really great at follow-up. And when they sell you something, know they want this to be a long-term relationship. Of course, the BMW side, I've talked about their beautiful white floor and how you can eat off of that thing. DriveChampagne.com, their great website. Go say hey to them. Test drive a Honda or BMW today. Honda BMW, DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com. All right, it's 10 before 8. Good to have you listening Thursday morning. It is the 20th. You're always welcome to text in, chime in, 359-2255. As you get ready for flu season, CMI can help. Chemical Maintenance, Inc., they carry the highest quality of environmentally friendly janitorial chemical supplies and equipment at competitive prices. CMI also offers business owners a great service department. If your stuff breaks, where do you go? Mike and his team can service it at CMI. They'd love to help you with preventable maintenance, kind of like an oil change for your auto scrubbers and industrial cleaning equipment. If you have commercial cleaning equipment that needs repaired or tuned up, you can call CMI. Female-owned, Betsy and Brad Parks, 359-6262, CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com. Well, this is the last hot day, my friends, till summer. It's going to be like 93 today, but then we get back down to the 70s and 80s, and then we get to the 60s next week. So if you think it's hot today, it is. In the 90s is crazy. We're going to threaten that 95, which is the all-time record, but after that, it's
over. And we're at 72 now.
72 now in Champaign-Urbana, but again, cooling off. Football games look really good. I got another set of tickets I'll try and give away next hour if you're interested. We'll be back 7:51 ESPN 93.5. We love having Jay Layman on our radio station.
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
Offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page. We'll
Looking for a cool way to get a new air conditioning and heating system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you high-quality AC and heating equipment for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new home comfort system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
Calling all animal lovers, this year's annual Fur Ball is Friday, October 5th at the I Hotel and Conference Center. The Fur Ball is a fun evening gala that features silent and live auctions, an exquisite jewelry raffle, a trip raffle with your choice of destinations, and a delicious dinner. The best part? It benefits the homeless animals in our area. Go to the Champaign County Humane Society's website at cuhumane.org for more information or to purchase your ticket. Make Friday, October 5th a night to remember for you and the animals. Thank you to the generous sponsors, donors, and volunteers for making this event possible.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go towards the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call me, Jesse DeHaan, at 217-352-3466 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois. Cost per policy will vary.
We've talked about ALS here a lot. Kendra and Whitney are with us. Nice to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Whitney, nice to see you. Get nice and close to that microphone. You can pull that up there.
Yeah, there you go.
sure know your parents, new page, your mom, a wonderful woman. ALS is devastating.
It is.
You're passionate to help. Tell me what's going on, Kendra. What are you doing?
So on September 29th, we are having the Walk to Defeat ALS in the Champaign-Urbana community for our second year. This year, it'll be at Meadowbrook Park here in Urbana. Okay. Registration starts at 8:30 for on-site, and then the event actually, or the walk starts at 10. And just a lot of fun and family and food and really just bringing awareness to this important disease.
What is ALS, Whitney?
It is a neurodegenerative disease that takes away all muscle control. So you lose the ability to walk, speak, and eventually breathe.
Just, and you watch it.
You do. You watch it day by day.
And the person is still there mentally, or do we know?
100% they're there.
You're just trapped. You're trapped.
Completely aware of everything going on around them.
It's one of the bad ones. Really, really bad ones.
Awful.
It's awful. And you've lived it, and we prayed for you guys and worked and raised a lot of money for ALS. So we all you can do, I mean, you'd be frustrated, spin wheels, but we can get involved.
Yes.
Right? We can give money. We can walk. We can do a lot of things. How many people affected by ALS? Do we know?
So in the Champaign-Urbana community, it's really hard to decide or to have that number because every 90 minutes someone gets diagnosed and every 90 minutes someone loses their battle. So currently we serve about 60 people in the Central Illinois market. But when you take that one person that has a plethora of caregivers and then friends and support, like it just, it really does impact the full community, not just those 60 individuals that we're serving.
And Kendra, when you have someone reach out with ALS concerns, it's pretty much free services from you guys, right?
Absolutely. Everything that we provide from our support groups to our lending closet to a respite care grant that Whitney's mom Paige set up. Everything that we provide is completely free for any individual living with ALS. That's what the walk helps to fund are those services that are available here in Central Illinois.
A huge walk a year ago, right? I mean, it's massive.
And that was the first one in our area.
Yeah. That was amazing.
I was so proud to be part of that. And it was because Park Hills really rocked those auction baskets. I'm telling you.
And she's coming back this year for baskets, too.
Okay, so tell me about the baskets because people can help and get value stuff. I mean, so how does that work? What do you got?
Let's see. This year we have a date night basket. We have a Libman basket that'll have all sorts of cleaning supplies that you can need for your whole house.
Right.
An Illinois themed basket. I have yet to see what all is in there. Cinderella that has tickets to a performance, I believe at State Farm Center. Gosh, I'm trying. I'm kind of
lots of good, valuable.
Amazing.
All to help ALS, all to help this cause. I guess originally called Lou Gehrig's disease, and people can connect the dots. But it's we just appreciate all the efforts. We really want people to get involved and help. This is something you can do: is you get involved and help, and it It does help. It matters, doesn't it, Whitney?
It really does. It really does. Not only the money, but to feel the love and support from everybody around you at the walk means the world to the patients and the families.
Yep.
My son, Aiden, was brought into the world thanks to Ray Spooner at Carl, and he passed away inside the last couple of years. Avid biker, and lots of people have bicycling events rallying around the Ray Spooner family. His wife is named Ray also.
Yes.
So how do people get involved on the 29th?
So I'm glad you mentioned Ray, because actually they do have a team. Ride for Ray is one of our walk teams. So it's great to have their support too. So they can go to our website, which is web.alsa.org/Champagne Walk, or they can come the day of the walk. Like if they're not sure what they're really doing on September 29th and they're waiting to see if it's sunny or rainy or what, we know people do that.
Yeah.
They can walk up and start registering at 8:30. And more than anything, if individuals are living with ALS, we just want them to know we're here.
That's good.
I don't want them to be ashamed and sit inside like, please, just come join us.
Exactly.
Tell your brother Clayton Parker I'd like to challenge him at golf.
Uh-oh.
He's a champ, I hear.
Well, I want 4.5 shots per hole, and we'll go. Anyway, nice to see you, Whitney. Kendra, thank you.
Good job. You for having us.
Well, God bless you both and your work. It's awesome.
And I'll be out there helping MC.
What?
Yes.
You got her out.